Well, check it out, y'all. We got what you need. We're all living in apartments, condos, vans. Well, dude, even you can have a studio. A studio in a box. Yes, we can help you with that right here at Blind Knowledge. We work on your budget, and we figure out your measurements. We'll get you the best sound for the best price. Let me know, 877-237-1143 or at blindknowledge.com. Yep.
And that means the second round gets started off by Jamie. And it's number 262, American Tune by Paul Simon from 73 versus number 243, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles from 66.
Eleanor Rigby.
And all I can say to that is, yup. But Josh, how about you?
Paul Simon.
And Aaron? Well, I already know, but...
Yeah, you remember my number one. Beals number seven, Paul Simon number one.
And Bubbles?
Gonna move faster from here on out.
The Beatles?
I agree, Aaron, but... And Chancey?
Paul Simon.
Which means, Harley, you're the tiebreaker. Is it the Beatles or Paul Simon?
The Beatles.
Oh, taking out Aaron's number one.
It happens.
Which I agree with it, but still, that's me. And that means it's going to be facing in the quarterfinals. Started off by me. Either Great Balls of Fire from 57... or the Humpty Dance from 90. And all I can say is, here's your chance to do the Humpty Dance. So, but Josh, which way you want to go?
Great Balls of Fire.
With a and Humpty. Aaron?
With a Humpty.
You got the Humpty Dance on that one?
24 versus 31. Humpty Dance.
And Bubbles?
This one, oh man. I'm going to do Great Balls of Fire on this one. I like the Humpty Dance, but yeah.
I mainly love when Will Smith made fun of it on Fresh Prince, but
I'm going with the yep on that one.
And Harley?
The Humpty Dance.
Which means another tiebreaker down to Jamie. Is it Humpty Dance or Great Balls of Fire?
Okay, so changing what I thought I was going to be voting here, I'm actually going to go with Great Balls of Fire.
I mean, if it's been enough nights without it, then yeah, but...
Well, no, really. I mean, it's something that I'm okay with voting for him to give him some love, but I really feel like Great Balls of Fire is a better song to be winning over that. So, Humpty Dance, it's a song, it's got its place, and it's got its place not moving on, okay? So
yeah, but that place was in the previous round.
Yeah, it could have, but it needed a little bit of wiggle room. We need a little dance, need a little Humpty Dance, okay? And then we're done with it now, so. Yeah.
Who did Humpty Dance face right previously?
it took out Heart of Gold by Neil Young.
That's what it was.
But that means Beatles will face Jerry Lee Lewis in the second round. I mean, in the quarterfinals. But the next matchup gets started off by Josh. And it's number 240 in a, God, oh my God, 36-year difference. It's number 240, I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys from 1999 versus number 257, Love Is Like a Heat Wave by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas from 1963.
Backstreet Boys.
100%. And Aaron?
Heat Wave 19, Backstreet Boys 32.
And
absolutely Backstreet Boys.
And answer my question for me, Bubbles. And Chansey?
Heat Wave.
Of course you want to go Heat Wave. And Harley?
Backstreet Boys.
And Jamie?
Absolutely the Backstreet Boys.
And see, it doesn't matter which way I go now because Backstreet Boys already won. So I'll make it 4-3 and give it to Heat Wave, because for Phil and Lisa's sake, But yeah. I mean, hot van, sexy head driving.
Made like the Titanic car in there.
But that means that I went last. So that means that Aaron gets to start off the next matchup in the final matchup in this side of round two. And it's number, in that, actually, a fucking 33-year difference. It's number 238, Are You That Somebody by Aaliyah from 1998 versus number 254, Stop in the Name of Love by Supreme from 64.
It's going to be the Supremes, 18-26. Supreme being.
Said that, but which way you want to go there, Bubbles?
Oh, I'm definitely going with the Supremes on this one. I love me some Aaliyah. I'm glad that she made it through the first round, but overall, the Supremes, that one's just a more memorable song.
Mm-hmm. And Chancy Pants.
Yup.
And Harley?
The Supremes.
Which means the Supremes will face the Backstreet Boys in round two. I mean, in the quarterfinals. Fuck, keep doing that. But, Jamie?
I am still keeping it with Aaliyah. I am overdone on the other song, I think. That's why. I used to like it, but I just...
Mm-mm. No. Overdone. See, if I'm in, I work Instacart on weekends still, and if I'm in a supermarket and I hear this come on, I am literally there in the aisle like, stop in the name of love before you break my heart. So yeah, I will 100% get to the fucking motherfucking Supremes. But Josh, Finch is out here. Which way you want to go?
Stop in the Name of Love. For sure.
Before I Break Your Heart? I know, buddy, I know. But that means we're on the other side of round two at this point. And it will be Supremes versus Backstreet Boys. God help us all. But that means this one can start out by Bubbles. And it's a 70s matchup. Only 5 years difference. It's number 236, Lean on Me by Bill Withers from 1972, versus number 252, Flashlight, a.k.a. Fleshlight, by Parliament from 1977.
Oh, goodness. It's definitely going to be Lean on Me. That one is 100% a classic that's well, well known.
Both of these are classics that are well known. Where the fuck you kidding?
Got my number two versus my number three here.
And you're last. That's the funny part, Aaron. But Chancey, which way you want to go? Parliament or Bill Withers?
Parliament.
All right. And Harley?
Lean on Me.
I mean, I might knock you over, but okay. Jamie?
Okay, it's Lean on Me against Parliament.
Yeah, yep, against Flashlight.
Lean on me.
All right, well, I'm giving my vote 100% to fucking Flashlight, because Flashlight is a way better song, and Parliament is funky as shit. But Josh, which way you want to go?
Lean on Me.
Which means Lean on Me is moving into the quarterfinals. Sorry, Parliament. We tried, George. We tried. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, and Aaron.
Under the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah, number two, Flashlight. Number three, Lean on Me for, as you say, dexterity purposes.
Yes, and...
Or as you haven't said yet tonight, dexterity
purposes. I said it once, but I did Josh, I believe, but yeah, that means Bill Withers moves on. As much as I love that fucking line Aaron just said, everybody's got a little bit of light under the sun, because like it's a fucking great rap sample. But which this one's gonna start off with Bob with Chancey to see who's facing Bill Withers, and he's gonna be hitting a hard battle either way. It's a 67 matchup. It's number 234, You Keep Me Hanging On by Supremes, or number 250, Purple Haze, the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Purple Haze.
And Harley?
You Keep Me Hanging On.
Wow. The question is, what do I keep you hanging on? But, Jamie?
I'm gonna go with... this time around, I'm going with the Purple Haze.
I feel like you go with that every night, but okay.
by the night,
is that a sativa or an indica or a hybrid?
That's a hybrid, I'm pretty damn sure. But
well, all I have to say is if you're referring to Purple Haze by like a NyQuil in the bottle that I drink every night. Go night time. That's what I call Purple Haze.
who the fuck calls NyQuil Purple Haze?
I was talking about the strain of weed.
I know. I'm giving shit.
I gotta give one to the Supremes.
Okay, we ain't arguing with you because I'm pretty sure I'm giving love to them too. So
I thought somebody already did.
Yeah, Harley did too. Harley did too, I'm sure. But so it is tied up at this moment. Josh, which way you want to go?
Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze for sure.
And Aaron?
Yep.
Which means Jimi Hendrix moves the fuck on to face Bill Withers in the quarterfinals. That's a hell of a matchup. But which way would you have gone, Bubbles?
Jimi Hendrix.
Which means Jimi Hendrix takes that 5-2 and moves on. But the next matchup gets started off by Harley. And it's 22-year difference. It's number 232, My Generation by The Who from 1965, versus number 231, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston from 1967.
Not Diana Ross.
Our Generation.
Correct.
And Jamie?
What is that? Yep.
See, I gotta go with I Want to Dance with Somebody on this one. My Generation with this fucking stutter pisses me off.
I'm also going Whitney Houston.
Yeah. And Aaron?
The Who number 9, Whitney Houston number 28.
You should be ashamed to have Whitney so low.
Nope.
He's like, nope.
He's like, well, I feel absolutely no shame. I am going with Whitney Houston for my vote.
I've got Whitney comfortably between Willie Nelson and Woody Guthrie.
I mean, she's getting so much more love this time around than I would have expected. I don't know why, but I'm in freaking shock right now, guys. What the hell?
Because she's not going to get to. Because she's not going to get to end up. She's not going to get to NW fucking A. That's why.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that. But what, this is the weirdest vote ever.
Move but on. That means Chancey is the tiebreaker. Is it My Generation or I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Whitney Houston.
Surprise, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And this time he's slightly less surprised.
Look at that Chancey over there just changing her up. Look at that.
I don't know if he's changing her up. Wow. He seems to really dig this song.
This is a.
I mean,
he wants to feel the heat. Like
the plot twist.
Well, Aaron, stop it. In that plot twist, it means that Whitney Houston will face whoever wins his last matchup in round two, and so it gets started off by Jamie. It's a 60s versus 90s matchup. It's number 230. Mr. Tambourine Man by the Birds from 65 versus number 245, Sabotage by the Beastie Boys from 94.
I'm absolutely going to continue for the Beastie Boys. I just wish it was Intergalactic.
Me too. I think
Earth Monkey, because really? I'm into those songs too.
I mean, Intergalactic may be on here at some point. I don't see Chunky Brass Monkey.
I doubt it, but it's okay. It's okay. I'm here for it. Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys.
Well, actually, what am I saying? All it takes is a quick search.
I got a peg leg at the end of my stumper. Shake your rumpa.
Okay, actually, okay, I misspoke. Beastie Boys are not on this whole thing again at all, so.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I am. But, I personally on this one have to go for Sabotage as well, because it's fucking Beastie Boys, and Mr. Tambourine Man's great, but it ain't no Sabotage. But, which way you want to go, Josh?
Sabotage.
And Aaron?
Mr. Tambourine Man, number 13. Sabotage, number
20. Ooh. Right. And Bubbles?
Sabotage.
And Chancey.
Yep.
And finish us off here, Harley.
Sabotage.
I'm the only Tambourine Man standing.
Apparently. Which means round two is officially over.
I thought you were sitting.
Say, Mr. Tambourine Man. How's it going?
There we go.
I just like how I am standing.
And
stands in protest. As he stands for this, he's like, I will not stand for this.
This aggression will not stand, man.
You know that this damn senator from Iowa, but that means I get to start off the quarterfinals. And it's 60s versus 50s. It's Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles from 1966 versus Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis from 1957. I'm 100% going with the Beatles on this one. But which way you want to go, Josh?
It was the Beatles versus who?
Jerry Great Lee Balls Lewis. Of Fire.
Balls.
I'm going with Great Balls of Fire.
And Aaron?
Eleanor Rigby, number 7. Great Balls of Fire, number 31.
Oh, yeah. I forgot how low you ranked that. And Bubbles?
Eleanor Rigby.
And Chansey?
Great Balls of Fire.
And Harley?
The Beatles.
What?
Beatles.
The Beatles.
Nice. Which means Beatles move into the semifinals.
Woohoo.
Finally killing those balls of fire. Just like some of the men.
Still standing in protest?
Was it protest?
Just like some. Just like some of the medication at your local CVS, the Great Balls of Fire can be quelled. But,
hey, Josh, your camera's a little low to be standing.
No, I was standing in protest as well.
Copier. But,
yeah, actually, I should stand up too because I'm quite pissed off because my vote was going to be Great Balls of Fire. Balls is my favorite word in life. Like, why are we not talking about this more? Why are
Wait
we
a
not
minute.
Worried about men's ball health?
But here's the thing. Fuck is so much of a better word, though.
Well, your fucking balls can be worried about. It's okay. Mm. Your fucking balls matter, Josh.
That's fair.
Everybody's balls matter.
I'd rather hear about Eleanor Rigby than the fucking balls, but...
I'm just saying. Let's
She had a more interesting story. But,
It's okay though.
And losing, the balls.
And losing efforts. I'm gonna give love to it. Come on now. Of course.
Well, that means the Beatles do move on to semifinals. But to see who they're facing, it starts off with Josh. And it's either 240, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys from 1999, or 254, Stop. In the Name of Love by the Supremes from 1965.
Jesus Christ. Gonna go Backstreet Boys.
And Aaron?
Supreme Beings.
Yes, we are. And Bubbles?
Am I allowed to stand in protest now? Because this is so
Do it bullshit. Up.
You could be in whatever position you want to be, Bubbles.
Oh, thanks. So courteous. God damn, I like both these songs because I mean, like, I can sing to both of these and I can dance probably to both of these. Mm.
Does it count that I'm writing my list out in cursive and effort and I
just
dance one of these
on paper?
Does it
at this point, you have to think about what you really want to be in the finals.
I want it that way.
Tell me why.
Nothing but a heartache.
You know what? I feel like with all of the singing and dancing, sorry, Aaron, it looks like they were louder than you were.
I was trying to be quiet. My wife's on the other phone.
Oh, that's nice. That was nice of you. I am going to go ahead. I am going with Backstreet Boys on this one. I'm going to stay true to my 90s self here.
I'm so happy we won last.
Vote that way too. Like my heart is shattering voting right now.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy we won last. And that's when I really am. But Chansey, which way you want to go?
I am not voting for the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
Knowing you as I do, I didn't think for a second you were. But. And. Harley.
Backstreet Boys, 100%.
And Jamie.
Chancey, so you're telling me you're not voting for Nick Carter and the Backstreet Boys?
Oh my God.
I am indeed telling you that I am not.
It's okay. I still love you. I still want it that way.
Rest in peace, Aaron Carter, by the way.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's crazy. That shit's nuts.
That shit's sad.
It is.
When he died. When did Aaron die?
A while ago.
2 years ago?
Oh, okay.
Oh, it wasn't a few years. It was just a couple months ago.
Yeah.
It was an overdose.
Thought it was like a 22 death, not
23. No way, it was a couple years
ago. Well, 22 has got months ago, so
no, it's not.
We're in 2024.
We're in
24
now.
Oh yeah, fuck.
It was November 5th, 2022.
Oh shit! Good job, Jamie.
That's why I didn't remember it, because it was so fucking long ago. But so that means Backstreet Boys will move on. Backstreet Boys will move on and face the Beatles, which is going to be a battle of the boy bands in the semifinals. But I would have gave it to the Supremes, because I feel like Backstreet Boys should have died there in the second round, but whatever.
Should have died in the first round.
They keep living. They go on. The
but I didn't want it that
way. Aaron, my wife agrees with you. But
there you go.
But actually, who the fuck did they beat in the first round anyway? I'm just kind of curious now. They beat out the Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Yeah, they could die in the second round then. But they could have. But the other side of the quarterfinals will get started off. By
yourself a beer because the revolution
by Aaron, and it's only a 5-year difference, 60s versus 70s. It's number 236, Lean On Me by Bill Withers from 72 versus 250, Purple Haze by the Jimi Hendrix Experience from 1967.
Bill Withers is ranked third. Jimi Hendrix is ranked sixth.
And Bubbles?
It was Hendrix versus who?
Lean On Me.
It doesn't matter who it was against.
I'm going to go with Lean On Me on this one.
And Chancey?
I'm shocked and appalled. The Jimi Hendrix Experience.
And Harley.
Purple Haze.
And Jamie.
I feel that Lean On Me has a lot better of a message than the Purple Haze does. I'm so sorry. But I gotta
Is it tomorrow it. Or just the end of time?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Do you remember?
The answer is yes.
Do you remember?
The 21st night of September.
You're back on Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What? I'm fucking busy. Jamie, which way are you going? I didn't hear what you said.
Now I gotta get myself off of mute. Sorry, it's Lean On Me. It has a better message overall.
Okay, I thought that's what you said, but I wasn't 100% sure. And that means I love both these songs tremendously. So I'm just gonna go with Purple Haze to give Josh a tiebreaker.
I gotta go Bill Withers. It sucks. It sucks. The whole thing sucks.
Yeah.
This is the point of the bracket where we're like, man.
Yeah. If you pre-rank them, it doesn't hurt as bad.
It does not.
I'm gonna do it next time. This is my first time being on this bracket.
We should all commit to doing it Aaron's way one time at the same time.
I'm good with that.
And then can we also commit that Aaron doesn't do it?
God. I can't imagine Aaron not ranking shit, because he'd be like going like 5 minutes per answer, like trying to debate shit in his head.
I'm just kidding.
He could go opposite of his ranking.
I mean, and I'm not ranking shit because I can't rank music. I really can't. I'll be fucking changing my mind every 5 seconds.
We rank it every way. We've ranked like 30 of them so far today.
It should be Aaron's edition, AA.
Aaron's edition?
Yeah.
Number one, flashlight. Number three, lean on me. All right. Number four, picture man. Number five, get up, stand up.
So this is the final, right?
Number seven, Eleanor Rigby. Number eight, September Girls, giving you my top 10. Number nine, My Generation. Number 10, Heart of Gold.
I mean, this is, we're technically in the quarterfinals, which way are you going there, Josh?
I said lean on me.
I missed it completely. Everything else, but which means lean on me moves the fuck on, and it's going to face one of these two songs in the semifinals. It's either going to be number 231, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston from 1987, versus number 245, Sabotage by the Beastie Boys from 1994, and it's going to Bubbles first.
Lost Aaron.
Oh no!
No!
Oh fuck!
It is.
We lost Aaron. I thought we lost Bubbles.
No, we lost Aaron. But
I just said that.
It's going to be Whitney Houston for me on this.
Well, thank God Aaron's going last. It hopefully gets back on. Unless it's too late for more over there in that West Coast where it's 3 hours earlier. But, Chancey, which way you want to go?
This sucks. I'm going to go with Whitney Houston.
And Harley?
In Houston.
And Jamie?
Whitney against you? Who?
Beastie Boys.
Oh. I guess I've gotten sick of the Beastie Boys quicker than I did Whitney Houston on most of their songs. And I like this Whitney Houston song a lot. So I'll give it to this one.
Which means Whitney Houston will face. Oh, there's Aaron.
Sabotage, okay. Motherfucker.
Way to enter back in there, bud.
Yeah, it is. Which means Whitney Houston will move on. And fucking Christ. Why the hell is doing that? But no, let me paging up. What the fuck?
Surprise, right. Motherfucker.
I don't know why I crashed. That was weird.
French fries, motherfucker.
Rude die, no, motherfucker.
Surprise, motherfucker.
That means Whitney Houston will be Whitney Houston will be facing Bill Withers in the semifinals. I personally would give this one to Beastie Boys because it's the fucking Beastie Boys. And they're incredible in everything they do. I love Hot Sauce Committee Part 2. Fucking love it. But which way you want to go, Josh? I forgot about that.
Whitney Houston.
And Aaron, Sabotage?
Isn't that what I said when I popped in?
That's exactly.
I didn't know if you were making a joke about why you got kicked off the fucking stream for a second or not.
No. I didn't know if my turn had been skipped.
No, it hadn't been yet. You were last anyway, so you going off that time was perfect.
I was just looking right at the screen, and suddenly it told me my connection had dropped for that.
Weird.
Yeah.
Well.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all be?
That means the semifinals can get started off now by Chancey, and it's Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles versus I Want That Way by Backstreet Boys.
Motherfucker. I guess I'm going for the fucking Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I never vote for the Beatles so much in my fucking life. But, Harley, which way you want to go?
Well, I'm a huge Beatles fan, but I'm more of a Backstreet Boys fan over the Beatles because I grew up in the 90s, so I have to go for Backstreet Boys. And they look better, so there we go.
John Lennon was a fucking ladies man.
Don't even, but, don't start. John Lennon was a piece of fucking shit.
Yeah, I mean, maybe in his time he was a ladies man, but in the 90s it was the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and 98 Degrees.
Everybody wants Donnie Wahlberg.
Speaking of John Lennon, did you guys hear all the flights at John Lennon Airport were canceled? Yeah, imagine all the people. Anyways, go ahead.
Such a dad joke. You and Freddie are best friends, swear to God. But Jamie, which way you want to go?
I'm gonna give it to the Backstreet Boys. For me, I grew up listening to both, but the Beatles overall were a shittier boy band. I said it. What you gonna do? Hashtag that shit. Fuck with me. Find out.
What I'm gonna do is give it to the Beatles. For me, my vote.
Give it to the Beatles. I don't give a fuck. I'll do it this way, you do it that way.
And then Nordic B. And about the whole song about the pastor being alone and ironing his socks. Come on the fuck now. But which way do you wanna go there, Josh?
Do you have to ask? Backstreet Boys, of course.
Keeps his fire engine clean. It's a clean machine. No, that's
Penny. And wrong one. Aaron?
Eleanor Rigby, number 7. Backstreet Boys, what? Number 32.
Which sadly means that Bubbles is a tiebreaker.
Sadly? You already know what Bubbles is going to pick.
Come on, Bubbles.
Do we know? Because we all know that Bubbles absolutely loves the Beatles, but Bubbles is also a 90s kid, so.
Yeah, that's why that's sad.
Bubbles likes her some Backstreet Boys.
I do. I really love me some Backstreet Boys.
Jeremy, you're just mad that Bubbles likes me more than you.
Nah, Bubbles loves me, but it's I just know her affinity for boy bands, so.
Oh, I love boy bands. I get such a my little teenage heart.
There's a reason her bedroom as a teenager was Scotchgard, okay? But that means
Beatles were taken down by lady boners and Josh.
Josh, how do you feel about being categorized in the lady boner category?
No, I said lady boners.
No, yeah. Yeah, he definitely clarified. What?
I said the Beatles were taken down by the lady boners and Josh.
So basically, you're comparing Josh to a clit because he's bald.
No. I said that the lady boners and Josh together took down the Beatles. So that's all I'm saying.
I love it.
If we had some older ladies on here, it would be 100% different. I guarantee you that. But
I don't know. So, like, on a serious note, because, like, I do. I really like that song. I like that Beatles song, but it is absolutely not my favorite Beatles song. So this one,
I know, but
was on the song itself too. So
what I'm saying is, the Beatles for older ladies were the fucking lady boners. 100%. Like,
I guess. I don't know.
Paul McCartney was loved for how he looked back in the 60s.
No, George was the cute one.
I wouldn't fucking know, but I'm assuming, but
not Ringo.
That means that nobody liked Ringo. He was the fucking drummer. But that means Harley gets to start off the next matchup in the semifinals here. And it's number 236.
Found it. Okay, go ahead and keep going. We got it.
But it's number 236, Lean on Me by Bill Withers from 1972 versus number 231, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston from 1987. And Harley gets first vote.
Whitney Houston.
And Jamie?
I really don't want to be making a decision like this at this time.
I know. This is ridiculous. I'm like...
It's the fucking semifinals. What do you expect?
I'm going to go with something upbeat. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
I 100% agree. So I'm going to Whitney as well. But which way you want to go, Josh?
I'm going Bill Withers. Lean on Me.
And Aaron?
Number 3, Bill Withers. Number 28, Whitney Houston.
I keep forgetting Whitney was so low. That's crazy.
I mean,
special to me.
There's a joke I'd like to make here, but I'm not going to make it for the sake of half of our panel. But Bubbles, which way do you want to go?
What, she liked being low?
No, that's not the way I was going to go with it, but okay. Bubbles.
No, Whitney quite liked being high, actually.
yeah.
That's not the comment I was going to make either, but Bubbles, where do you want to go?
I'm going with Whitney on this one.
Just remind me after we stop recording, I'll tell you what it was. But which means Whitney does move into the finals to face the Backstreet Boys in a finals I never saw fucking coming. But, Chansey, which way would you have gone?
Bill Withers.
Which means Bill Withers loses 4-3.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gone.
The third and fourth place matchup will take place first. Starting off by Jamie. It's the third and fourth place matchup. And it's Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles from 66 versus Lean on Me by Bill Withers from 72.
Or what?
Wait.
Lean on Eleanor... Me or Eleanor Rigby.
Or Bill Withers.
Wait. What?
Bill Withers versus
consolation
the
round.
Oh.
Yes, third and fourth place.
Okay. Got it.
I kind of like Eleanor Rigby. We'll do it again.
I 100% agree with that and give it a big fat yep. But Josh?
Lean on Me.
Yep.
Aaron, I know you're going that way too.
I yep.
And Bubbles?
I'm going to go Lean on Me.
And Chansey?
Bill Withers.
Yep.
Which means Bill Withers does win the third place. And Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles wins fourth place. But I'm pretty sure the Beatles are going to be in this again at some point, so I'm not worried. But which way would you have gone, Harley?
The Beatles.
Which means it's a narrow loss for the Beatles. But the finals are gonna get started off by, oh, fuck me. Which, it's number 240. I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. And it's going against I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston. So, fuck me. I gotta give it to Whitney. I can't let Backstreet Boys get my vote to win this. I can't. But which way you want to go, Josh?
He wants it that way.
Backstreet Boys. I mean, if I sat down and I had those two choices to make, I would listen to Backstreet Boys.
Well, that's where we differ, sir. But Aaron.
Whitney Houston, 28. Backstreet Boys, 32.
They're both so fucking low. But
see, your lowest ones. That's great.
I mean, last part, he had like the highest ranked ones in the finals. But Bubbles.
But who can see what the fucking power the Backstreet Boys have over these millennials?
I can. But Bubbles.
I think my daughter called them the Butt Street Boys.
Houston on this one.
Oh, shit.
I love the Backstreet Boys, but I can't not pick Whitney over this one.
And that's going to bring it down to Chansey.
Whitney Houston.
Which means Whitney Houston wins first place. Leaving the Backstreet Boys where they belong in second place. Behind 98 degrees. But Harley, which way would you have gone?
Backstreet Boys.
And Jamie?
It still technically was Bubbles as that deciding factor. You can tell that was the plot twist in this whole entire thing.
Obviously.
Because you know where Chansey was going. You knew where Harley and I were going. Oh, Bubbles.
Even, you knew where I was going by
Josh,
the second round.
You knew where Josh was going.
Mine was a toss-up, really. But, yeah, Backstreet Boys.
You did the right thing.
I was a swing vote in that regardless, but, yeah.
Giggity.
And it swings both ways, ladies. But which way would you have gone, Jamie?
You already said.
Backstreet Boys. She would have said Backstreet.
There's no way I wouldn't have.
Well, folks, that means it's officially over after. It's funny. The whole last three rounds.
45 minutes.
The whole last three rounds lasted like a lot shorter than the first round did. But like literally. Under half. Every time, but. Our final four, this. That's what she says, but.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe. When I say I want it that way, but we.
Our final four this time are number 243, Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles from 1966 at number four. Number third place was number 236, Lean On Me by Bill Withers from 1972. Second place was number 240, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys from 1999. And first place winner, number 231, I Want to Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston from 1987. But that's to bring an end to this one. We will be back in 2 weeks with part 9, where we finally insert our tip into the hundreds.
Finally.
But just the tip. It's only like 4 songs into the hundreds, but we'll see. But Aaron.
Still triple digits.
Yep. Aaron, where can they find you?
They can find me at the podcast with me, Lisa, and Phil, who really seemed to have rocked it in a van to one of these songs. What was it?
Heat Wave.
So here's to Phil and Lisa making the Beast with Two Backs in a van to Heat Wave, like it was the car on Titanic.
like all you see is right here, like his nose and down.
I love
see a hand come up on the window.
Well,
in the condensation.
Where can they find you besides my dreams, Bubbles?
you
on the end
find
of a plastic
me.
Wand going.
You can find me on Bracket Bastards, and you can also find me on, I'm gonna let Jeremy say it because I feel like he says it better.
Thick Talk.
There we go. Under Jessie Marie, which is JessieMerie.
Why is saying it that way getting me hard? Questions for another day. But Harley, where can they find you?
You can find me on the Asylum with Harley and Joker featuring Josh every Sunday night, 8 Eastern time. You could also find me on the Mod Squad Network and in here lately, any of Jeremy's shows.
Whatever I need you, my dear. Whatever I need you. But, Jimmy, where can they find you?
I'm on your Facebook. I'm on the Snapchat, Instagram. I want to say the old X also. I'm usually under a Slipknot Chica 17, as you see it on the screen, or drop the 17, and I'm just Slipknot Chica. Otherwise, you should be able to see me by my name, how you spell my first name. If you don't get it right, you're going to not find me. So, have fun.
That's right. That's right. Slipknot Chica. She loves getting it on while getting her eyes poked out. But
yeah, you're reaching real hard there for that because I don't. But okay.
It's a Slipknot joke. Deal with it. But yeah,
bad one.
I push my fingers into my... Yeah, yeah. But, Josh, where can they find your shiny head?
Well, the whole reason I have a shiny head is I'll be at Indiana Comic Con this next weekend for my job. I make cosplay props and movie props for wolfgarprops.com. If you want to check out the stuff that I make with my coworkers, obviously. And you can find me on all the social medias, TikTok, you name it, under NerdDad765, like it says under my face.
And
I'm still waiting.
Harley and Joker.
Yes.
And on the Asylum every Sunday.
You said already, Harley, so he didn't have to say it. So, man, but... And I'm still waiting for my odorous ungerous phallus to come in the mail. But, Chansey, where can they say... Because I got to freak out Chansey with it. It's an odorous ungerous phallus. Look up old videos of Guar. Listen to Guar from the 90s. You'll figure it out. But
it's a cod Chansey. Piece, sir.
Okay.
Yes. Phallus.
But... you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at the Red Eye Roundtable and Twitter at Red Eye Table.
Are we talking like David Bowie and Labyrinth codpiece?
No.
Twitter.
Like that, but much more alien in nature.
All right.
And it squirts stuff out when he's on stage right under Chansey. So.
What's Twitter? I've never heard of it.
It's what us old people call X. But
just kidding.
You could find, of course, your muses and everything.
Deactivated my account. Yeah.
Yeah, it is, Aaron. But you could find your muses, of course, everywhere, including the Uncensored, Unapologetic, and Untamed Podcast Collective Group on Facebook. You can find us on XX Baby and the Gram, is that juggalo bastard? You can find us on Thick Talk as that Juggalo Bastard podcast. You can find us on YouTube as Maniacal Music Musings or streaming live on Facebook as Power Post Network, and a great place for all of our podcasts and podcasts. Or you can find us on Blind Knowledge Network, because all knowledge is blind until Backstreet Boys finally took second place, as they should. But We'll be back in 2 weeks with the next part. And I'm not revealing any of the artists for the next parts for specific reasons, because I kind of hit on it last time, but there's a matchup in there for next part that I'm dying to see reactions on. I'm dying. It's going to be 2 weeks. I'm gonna be I've been dying for a month. I'm going to be dying for another 2 weeks. It's fucking... I can't wait to see this matchup.
Are the brackets based on the rankings?
Oh, 100%.
Every time, or do you move them around?
Never. I never move them around. They're based on the rankings the day I found them. But I don't know how often Rolling Stone changes them. I really don't. I don't think it's like that often.
I think they're the same. I was looking at them today.
All right. I was going to say. But I will share the next playlist out
I added the, tomorrow morning. I added the Rolling Stone rankings on this episode's tab.
Well, I will share out the other playlist to the members of this committee tomorrow. But until next time, your musers are out. Come join us in 2 weeks for the next part of the Rolling Stone bracket. Peace. Have a good night, everybody.